My name is Edie Swift, and we're recording today at the on the 29th of Feb in Port Kembla with Bill Wilson, and we're talking to him at the Port Kembla Men's Group. And my name is Edie Swift, and I'm recording for Wollongong City Library Local Studies. And can you tell me about the Men's Shed?
I'd be quite happy to. We started on the 14th of February 2007, where we all met outside here. There's some of the fellows that we have photographed here and not all members anymore. There was just a bit of interest conducted upon wanting to form a men's group in the Port Kembla area, as it was a very low sort of esteemed type of place to start. It had its shaky times. We had some times where it was almost looking like we would not be able to keep the group running, but we've come a long way since those days. And now we have a workshop, we have our little nursery at the back as well, we've got gardens established, and we have other projects that we support as well. And we initially kicked off with a gentleman by the name of Daniel Dayton, who was our mentor. And he has just now left us now to pretty much run our show ourselves as we go along. And at the time we had numerous little projects, and it was a matter of getting a whole heap of fellows together who would not normally associate with each other, and to see if we could form a common bond. That was established quite well, and we did this through sitting around, having conversations, talking about what we'd like to do, finding out what skills each one of us had, what we could contribute towards community work. And at that time, one of our first projects was to build a table, for which we did build. And the funny thing about it now is we seldom do use that table, but it's still at the back of our area. So we've done a complete mosaic of an old cable drum, which we concreted the cable drum together, and we put a mosaic art piece in the centre of it. And from there on, that's sort of been our state foundation point, where we've used other diagrams of ideas, but it sort of became quite a sometimes a little bit boring for me, because I'm a very active type of a man. I like to do a lot of workshop activities, and it got to the point where it was talk, and I wanted to see action, and we had a lot of trouble trying to get the workshop established. And then, of course, I ran into a few health problems at one stage. I walked away for 19 months, and I came back to find that some of our first recommendations of what we wanted to do in the first place actually went ahead, and I was quite surprised.
So, what were some of those?
Well, at first the council put the brakes on us. They sort of said, yes, it's okay to go ahead and do some of these things you want to do, but no, not at this stage. So we end up doing a few renovations on the building. We had a roller door put in. I wasn't around when that happened, though. And they had a joining another wing onto what was originally an old public toilet block, has now been converted into a workshop. And now we have machine tools and things in there that when we can do a little bit of woodwork occasionally when we want to, maintenance and repair of other products like mowers that come in, lawn mowers coming in sometimes that get repaired. I'm a bicycle mechanic, so it's quite common to see me working up here, working on a bicycle for somebody. We do help out with gardening projects as well, and we're establishing several gardens around the community. There's quite numerous other projects we do get involved with. Our coffee machine is rather famous now, and we go out and do coffee for people as well. Various other areas, whatever people want done, we try and see what we can cater for to help. And we're here to help men with problems sometimes. If they want to come up and have a chat, or sometimes have a very easy day, they come up here. Some fellas get really actively involved in certain projects, and others just sit around and talk. But we don't hold that against anything.
What were the gardens?
The gardens we did was the Port Kembla Laneway project. That was Dan Dayton's initial project. He lived down here in 3rd Avenue. For years, he wanted to make 3rd Avenue and the laneway that was nearby a better place. over the years, he started out with just him doing it on his own, then another fellow joined him, and numerous people in the district have walked past occasionally saying, "You guys are mad what you're doing." But after a while, it caught on. And now we get various members of the community involved in different parts of it, and now it's grown to be quite a community spiritual thing, where you have a lot of people turning up down there, working away, and now we've got a very well established garden, growing food and other interesting plants for the community to make that space a better place to be.
And where is the garden?
It runs between 5th Avenue, that's the food growing part of it, down into 3rd Avenue, and then you've got parts from, say, 5th Avenue coming back where you've got a number of a few trees growing. It's quite interesting walking down through there now. Years ago, it used to be such an empty space with overgrown weeds and everything. Now it's all plants growing everywhere, and it's taken off quite well. Although we still have to maintain it every so often and keep it looking better, but we do have the problems with people dumping rubbish. But the majority of the community do respect what we've done there, so it's taken off quite well.
Mm. And what do you do with the coffee?
Well, I don't initially do much with the coffee. I'll probably just drink the coffee in general. But some of the fellows here are probably TAFE trained baristas, and they now run our coffee machine. And it's about our second or third coffee machine we've now had. So it's a proper commercial setup, and people come in here and they sometimes take a coffee, and it'll be the charges like non-profit. Basically, we do it quite reasonably cheap, just to cover our costs to run the machine. Basically, but most of the time the coffee's always there for Wednesday and other events that sometimes occur at the centre. Sometimes one or two fellows will turn up here and they'll set the machine up ready to go and serve coffee on those events as well. And every so often we get, like Viva La Gong, we get out there and we'll do Viva La Gong, or we'll do Southside Festival events, we'll do other events where people might want our coffee to go to. We had a film night at Kiama, and I think it was even down at, name of the place has got me at the moment, but there was another event one time where we turned up and we've done those as well, and so it takes about two or three of us, and the only time I'll support it, I'll be the water boy, I'll be running around keeping the machine going by chopping up the water as the queue turns up, and you get hundreds of people turn out for our coffee. So it's quite good sometimes.
How many people are in the shop, in this?
In this men's group, there's approximately anything between 15 and 18 people. We sometimes get more than that, but it's usually averages around between that figure, so 12, 15, and sometimes we'll get 18 as a form. We got many people that come and show a bit of an interest. They come and go as they come along. I mean, over a period, it's quite hard to say how many people we've had over a period of time. And I'm here looking at photographs of people that I remember in the past, but they've moved on with their lives with different things. But I'm still here. And there's a couple of other fellas outside. There's only one other guy that was just started a little bit after the time I did. He's here as well. The rest of the fellows have come. We now have our caretaker, who's Nigel, who wasn't here when we first began, and I'm a little bit sketchy on the time he started with us, but then he's became the caretaker of the centre, so he looks after all the events that are going on. So if I'm not here, then I'm like a backup. If he has to go somewhere, I just stick around and make sure everything's fine, and I might potter around in the workshop just to keep myself busy for a while.
And what do they do in the workshop?
Well, I'm a fitter and turner by trade, although we don't have a lathe at this present moment, but we've got a lot of other interesting machines in there. And some machines I use myself, some of the fellows might touch some of the gear that I've got. But I just maintain and look after everybody else's interests. And someone's having a problem with something, I help them solve that problem. And on the Thursdays, I'll come up here individually and I'll work the workshop just to support an art group that comes here. So if they want something cut, I'm here to do that for them. Yeah,
is this a community centre?
So yeah, this is a community centre. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they run many different events here at Port. It's a very busy little community centre, and it's pretty much open 7 days a week.
What do the men come here, do you think, for? What is their need?
A bit of social support. Sometimes to want to be, you know, feel useful. They might want to do something with their hands, you know. I don't fix every single thing that comes through. Like today we had a lawnmower. Lawnmowers are not my most favourite thing. I've spent a bit of time on the lawnmower, and then a couple of other girls have come along. They've all done a bit by bit. Eventually we got a winner out of it, and it actually started, so that was great. But at first it was looking like, no, this thing was beyond it. And I said a couple of things to the fellow, that depending on how much money you want to spend on the machine, whether or not you want to supply the parts, we can fit it for you. But if you don't want to do that, well, then that's fine. There's only so much we can do. And when the fellow supplied a brand new spark plug, well, away it went. So that's another one finished. Other jobs I mostly like to try and concentrate on is woodworking, restoration of furniture and bits and pieces, plus the work I do on the bikes and things. I build bikes from home, and I sometimes come up here, and sometimes I find the workshop is just as supportive as what it is for me at home. What I can't do at home, I'll do up here, and sometimes it's vice versa. Years ago, I used to go to Tech, and I'd turn parts up for the bikes and make bits and pieces for my tools, jig fixtures, a lot. Now I've got as many different jig box fixtures and things that I can just use on any bike, and whatever parts I buy, I've got a backup of whatever I need.
Well, the men here, are they, do you think they feel that there's, this helps them to feel useful, to feel a place where they can find others to socialize
with? Well, there was difficulty with that before, but it had a shaky start from its humble beginnings, and then it's moved on. We've had some people just move on with their lives, but other people, there's been quite a number of fellows that just want to hang on and keep it going. When I was unable to attend due to bad health, a couple of guys had run into me and said, Bill, we need you back. But I kept reminding myself, until the day I feel better, then I will come back. And since I've come back, I'm in strong support of the whole group. I'm here to support everybody as far as getting things happening, working out other ways around things. If we have problems with anything, they usually all come to me and ask, well, Bill, what do you think we should do about this? And I'll do my best to try and help them out.
Do you feel that because they're not working anymore and most of them are tired, that this gives them something to do?
Yeah, it works out perfectly well. Yeah, I'm retired myself, and I find that this just gives me something to look forward to each week. Although I always come here with a mindset of things that I want to do for myself, and then when I get here, I always find that my day changes because I don't know what to expect. That's the interesting thing about Port. It certainly keeps you busy. The centre is a really busy place.
And the men have retired, and so they a lot of them feel depressed and left out because...
I think this men's group's actually improved that. I mean, I've gone through depression myself. There's several other members in the men's group that have gone through all that too, and I think now it's just like everybody respects each other and they understand each other's problems, and we just work through using our skills and our knowledge to go through the different products we do. At the end of the day, you see people walking away, going home, feeling quite satisfied that they've had a great day and they've done something that's really worthwhile.
Would you donate this to the local studies at the Wollongong City Council?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That would be great. And if we want to transcribe it, what that means, you know, they might want to write it out, what you said, would that be all right?
Yeah, I'd say it would be. Some of the fellows, I might have to put to discussion with them, but I think that would be quite fine, yeah. We do want to be quite well known for what we do. I mean, we're competing with other men's sheds as well, and we always like to have that common bond, and it's always interesting to get out there and check out other men's sheds. We've done that in our humble beginnings when we first started. We went down to Shaw Harbour Men's Shed, and then we did Berry as well. A few other guys went on a trip up to Queensland, and it was to do with going through other men's groups from all various parts of the country, and they all met there in that one's place. I, at the time, felt it wasn't what I wanted to do, but anyway, I moved on and I came back later. and decided, well, I'm here for the long term.
Well, thank you very much.